give charity. Well, I guess you didn't belong to any organizations.
That's a lot of the Hungarian organizations. They did charity work.
Did you have any pushkas to save money in those days?
I always had a pushka.
Uh-huh.
What they were for, I don't remember, but always. And you know...
Were they picked up? I mean, how often were they...
Picked up maybe once or twice a year.
You don't know where the money went to.
They always started with those to Israel.
Oh, to Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in those days.
Even those days. Oh, my, even in Europe, they used to say they have pushkas for Israel.
Is that right?
My mother, every time she went to light candles, she would put some money in a pushka. Not much, maybe a couple pennies, but she would put it, save it for Israel.
Is that right? I didn't know
they
that.
They helped Israel. Mm-hmm. They're always for Israel.
Where did you go when you went to go out, you know, where did you go, you know, for a good time to go with friend? When you went out with a friend, you know, when you like went out for an evening, like here you go to a movie, what did you do for entertainment in the evening when you went
we
out?
We went to a movie. No,
a
movie, but that time were no talking pictures.
Uh-huh.
Just playing, for a nickel you were in. They called them Nickelodeon.
Oh. Should cost that now, some of the pictures you see.
Yeah.
Who would you go with? A friend or
girlfriend?
I had
a lot of Hungarian girlfriends. I went out on dates too, boyfriends.
Where were the movies right around your area?
On Fifth Avenue, they had them in town. We used to go to Fifth Avenue a lot.
Did you participate in any sports you would...
Not a sport lover.
Did you know of the YMCA? Was there any YMCA in those?
If it was, I didn't know, but I think there must have been.
Were there any other non-Jewish agencies that helped you to adjust to life in Pittsburgh, you know, coming in as a stranger?
I adjusted myself. Uh-huh. My sister helped me.
Were there any local meeting places, you know, that you
Yeah, we had meeting places, all Hungarian clubs, all on Fifth Avenue, and a big room upstairs, I remember, across from a drugstore. They even gave prizes, and they gave charity work. You know.
What was the prizes for?
Well, whoever sold more tickets or raffled, they raffled stuff up. They raffled that time, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And where'd the money go to?
I don't know. It was charity, but I don't remember.
How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh? When you first came here, how did you meet people, you know?
I met at work. One thing, when I went to work, there was people from right around where I lived that worked there. We used to walk together, walk back together. I met a lot of nice Hungarian people that were very nice.
A lot of Hungarian people lived in your area.
Uh-huh.
Was there any other place that you... went, you know, where you met people or anybody take you to clubs or this kind of thing where you might have met some people?
We went to dances. We just alone and we met fellas that we used to dance. They asked you for a dance, you went to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got friendly with them, sometimes you didn't.
You mean you went to dances by yourself, you mean?
With the girls.
Where were these dances?
Mostly on Center Avenue.
Were these public places? Is that what these were? Like a public dance? Is that
public, that's what you would call them now.
Mm-hmm. These are public places. You paid to go in, did you?
I think you paid.
Probably paid to go in.
You went with a fella, it was like today, they paid for you.
Yeah, you don't remember what you paid.
Yeah.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people at all?
Well, I worked, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you find they were friendly with you?
Yeah.
Did any of these first friends remain lasting friends, you know, friends that you met in those years, your first 5 years? Do you find that they remained your friends throughout your life, or?
No, they got away. I got married. They got married.
So after marriage, it sort of changed, really?
Everything changed.
Did you have family? Yes, you did have family here. You had your sister here.
That's just my sister.
Were you close socially with your sister?
Very close.
Uh-huh.
She was 6 years older than I am, and she was really like my mother to me.
Mm-hmm. With whom did you celebrate your Seder? That would be with your sister, yeah.
My sister.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband.
During these first 5 years, did you keep any of your contacts with people in Europe or other parts of the world?
I kept contact with my family. I had my mother, my sisters.
Brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. Anybody else that you, would you do write to them every week?
Yeah, about every week. I had cousins that I wrote to maybe once in a few months. In fact, I tried to bring them over. Didn't work out.
You wrote them every week?
To my mother every week. To my cousins.
They never came here, your mother or your sisters?
I wanted them to. When they wanted to come, Hitler got over.
Oh. That was one of your sisters?
No, one of my sisters got killed. Her children got killed.
So you and your sister were only two that left to Hungary then, actually, then?
In Hungary, I only had my sister and my mother. But my sister got married. She had children, like nieces. In fact, I have a niece. One of her children is in Israel, lives there. She got away from Hitler. She had three. And one of her sons lives in New York.
I see.
I have a niece.
Well, you had a brother, too.
No, I have a niece and a nephew for my sister.
Didn't you tell me back here?
Yeah, my brother died when he was 6 years old.
Oh, I see. That's right. Just the three of you. I see what you mean now. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just the one brother and the one sister, and older and younger. I remember now. Yeah. Are you an American citizen?
Yes.
How did you get your citizenship?
Through marriage.
Through marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Would you marry an American?
I married an American citizen. He was a citizen. And that 1910, when you married an American citizen, you automatically became a citizen.
That was in 1910.
1910.
When did you first vote? Do you remember?
As soon as we got the right, I remember the suffrages that try to get the, that we should get the vote.
Uh-huh.
I think as soon as it went in effect, I always vote. I don't miss it.
To what party did you belong at that time?
You mean when I was registered?
Yeah.
I'm a registered Democrat. I never changed it.
Why did you feel, you know, like you came into this country and didn't know anything about politics? Why did you register as a Democrat?
My husband did. You follow your husband.
That's very true.
I never changed.
You weren't active in the party at all?
No. All I do is vote.
Well, that's good enough, you know. When did you first meet the person that you married? Where did you meet your husband, how did you meet him, you know?
To an aunt that she introduced me to.
Did you know the aunt?
Yeah, she's dead a long time.
You had known her?
We lived near her, and I have a nice nephew, so I'd like you to meet him. I was engaged and I broke off engagement.
Oh.
So I went with a lot of fellas. As little as I was, I never decided. I went with him too, I broke off, then I went back and I married him. And I didn't do so bad. He was a good husband.
What did your husband do?
He was in the produce business. All his life he was in it. His father was in the produce business.
Is that right?
When they started out, you know how they started out, pastoring.
Yeah.
And then they went up and up, they opened stores. And
was that what he did when he first came to Pittsburgh? Where he came from Russia, you said?
He came from Russia. He told me he sold papers downtown. You know what he told me? Where Mellon Bank is, he could have bought it for $500. The whole lot, where Mellon Bank is downtown, when he came, he sold papers there. But he says, I didn't have the 500.
Is that right? Of course, $500 is probably a lot of money in those days.
Listen, you can't buy it for $100 million now, I don't think can buy it.
When was that you met your husband?
I met him in about 1909. We got married in 1910.
1909.
We went about,
you were how old then?
I was going on 21.
So you were 20 years old.
Maybe I was 69. Maybe I was 21.
21.
69. It would be 58 years that 59 that we're married. So it would be in May.
How old was your husband at that time then? You were 21. How old was he?
He was about 22.
About 20, but same age as you.
Mm-hmm, almost the same age. He looks young, but if I show you a picture, you wouldn't believe it.
Well, a man of 22 can be very young looking.
You wouldn't sell him a beer.
Is that right?
He had already two children.
You were married in 1910 then?
1910.
You were married in here, at Pittsburgh then?
No, I got married in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, how'd you get over there?
My husband was here, he had an uncle there. His mother didn't want him to get married. How do you like that story? So he went to Omaha and then he was sent for me. He always threw it after me, kidded me, you ran after me, all those miles. He had an uncle there and we got married there. We only stayed 6 weeks after he got married. We got married there. He came back to Pittsburgh.
Why did his mother object? She thought he was too young, was
it? I guess she thought he was too young. You know what? She thought I was the best child alive. Afterwards.
Yeah.
Because you're better to me than my daughters are.
How long had you known him before you were married?
I'd say about 8 months or 9 months. Those days they weren't faster than they do now.
If you had been in Europe, do you think that your marriage would have been arranged in Europe, or could you marry in Europe whoever you wanted to? Or did your parents, you know, like a shit-up? Did you have a shit-up in Europe?
Well, my sister married whoever she wanted to. My mother didn't want her to marry him. My father was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you marry whoever you want to. If you wanted hard enough. They usually try to arrange it.
They did try.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Depending on the parents, then, in other words.
Depends on the parents.
Was your husband was from Russia, is that what you said?
Russia.
Did anybody in your, any of your friends or your family marry non-Jews at all? You know, anybody that you knew in those days marry non-Jewish people?
Now they do.
What was your feeling about this at that time? Would you have thought it was a terrible thing?
I thought it was a terrible thing, mixed marriage. It happened, I guess, once in a great while. I remember one incident in Europe that somebody married. You know, that the parents said she left.
Yeah. They do it even in the United States, you know. Yeah, this is just something they do in Europe, either.
But now...
Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment, or did you have any during your first few years?
Oh, you do have it first, to get used to your husband's ways and him to mine. But after a while, everything was...
Was there anything, you know, was particularly, you know, I suppose what they must mean is because you came from a different country and you came into the United States, is probably what they mean, this presenting problems in your marriage at all?
The most problem I had with my husband, I used to know Hungarians. And if I talk Hungarian, he didn't like it. We used to have, you know, we used to have big arguments over that.
Really?
You're surprised. A fellow used to come into my house and talk Hungarian. He put him out because he talked Hungarian. He says, when I'm here, you talk Jewish.
You spoke Jewish in your home then? You were English?
Mostly Jewish. We both were greenhorns. Well, he came much younger. He was only about 13 when he came to this. That's why his father took out citizen papers. He became a citizen on his father's papers.
Mostly Jewish was spoken then. Did you speak English at all, or?
Yeah, a little, yeah. Uh-huh. I learned in those 5 years, maybe not like now.
Uh-huh.
So did he.
But one of your men was, if you spoke Hungarian, you know, to somebody else.
He
didn't understand
curious.
It. He didn't know Hungarian.
No, not at all. I got away from all my Hungarian friends.
Uh-huh. Should have married a Hungarian then, eh?
I was engaged to a Hungarian, then I decided I broke off. I thought he'd make it, my husband would make a better husband. Hungarians don't make such good husbands.
Oh, really? Why is this?
I don't know. My sister married a Hungarian. She had a terrible life. And she divorced him after 7 years.
Is that right? In those days, it must have been very unusual.
Very unusual.
Did she have much of a problem divorcing him?
I don't think so, because he was a big runaround.
Oh, yeah. Well, she would be no problem then. Who made the important decisions in your home? Did this differ from the situation in the home in which you grew up? You know, that the husband or the wife, who decided what had to be done, you know?
We both decided, all with the children.
Did this differ from the situation in the home where you grew up? Is it the same way in your home, you know, that your mother and your father discuss things, or did you find that you're...
Well, in Europe, they're strict. You do what your mother and father want you to do.
Well, is it both, you know, or is it whatever the father says goes? It doesn't matter what the mother says, it's what the father says, or you not find this in your home?
Yes, you do find it, but the father says goes.
The father is the important one.
The important one in Europe. I think everywhere in Europe.
Just about through here. What kind of schooling did your children receive here?
My children all went to Pitt.
To Pitt, to university then. So they had...
Except one. One, she didn't go. She didn't have the credits. She went to business school.
How many children do you have?
I have five.
Oh, and Laura.
I have five, three daughters and two sons.
A wonderful family.
I have 12 grandchildren, three of them married, so that makes 50. I have 4 great-grandchildren.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, that's just wonderful.
And God is good to me.
Good help.
Thank you.
Did any of them receive any Jewish education at all?
Yeah, they went, my boys went to Bene Israel. We lived on Lincoln Avenue. They have a bus that time, and they gave it up. My girls went to Sunday school. They didn't take Hebrew, but they went to Sunday school.
Then they were, the boys were bar mitzvah too?
In Bene Israel.
The girls had a confirmation at all or anything like that, or bat mitzvah?
I don't think they bought it at that time.
Yeah,
just
bat mitzvah is new.
I think it's new. I don't think they did. But they did go to Bene Israel Sunday school they had. I don't think they ever went to bat mitzvah or anything like that.
Well, the boys were bar mitzvah.
Yeah, they were bar mitzvah. Just not a bar mitzvah.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? Of course, really the only difference is that, I don't know what you could do differently. I mean, education, I know, is different.
Well, my education is much different. They got
a better
chance than I had.
Do you feel that your children were given certain privileges, things that they could do that you would not be allowed to do in your, you know?
Well, I would not be allowed to stay out like I let them stay out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although my husband was strict with them. He didn't like him to stay late. And after 12.
And a better education.
I'll tell you.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children, which would do the fact that you were not from this country? I don't think so.
I think my children have more problem raising their children than I had.
Well, it's because the value system is so different now. This is what it is. You came to the United States. What year did you come to the United States?
Must have been 1905 or
1906.
I remember the boat name, Zeeland. The boat name was Zeeland.
The boat that you came on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that right?
I remember that. How you spell it, but Zeeland.
Zeeland, with a Z.
Z.
The year when you came to Pittsburgh, when did you come to Pittsburgh then? Was that...
I would say about a year later. I was a year in Bridgeport, and it wasn't more than a year, I don't think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Just giving you approximately. Uh-huh. So that would be 1907.
What 1907 is? Okay, fine. I think that, just let me check here, we're beginning here.